All right. Well, hey, thanks you guys for your worship today. It was so, so good. So grateful for all of you. Hey, this morning, as we get into the message, as we get into the Word, if you didn't hear last week's message about what fasting is, I encourage you to go back and re-watch that December 27th message about fasting. It really talks about what fasting is, because today I want to really dig into the why we are fasting for this year, why we're focusing on 2 Chronicles 7:14 as our main scripture for fasting for this next year. And so as we do that, I just want to really say, I hope you're getting psyched up. I hope you're getting ready for the fast as we're walking into this new season, as we're giving the Lord our firsts, our bests in this new year. So I want to just dig into the why we are fasting as a church this year. So let me read to you 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says this: "Then, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land." Now, this is a great verse, and I know that you have probably heard this verse before. You have had this message preached to you before about all of this stuff that, man, the promises, it's like he's going to heal our land and he's going to hear from us and he's going to do all this great stuff. As he's promised this, if we do these things, then God's going to do this. And I want to just share with you from a contextual standpoint what's going on, all right? So contextually, God is speaking to Solomon as Solomon is dedicating the temple to the Lord. So King Solomon has finally built the temple in Jerusalem. It is being dedicated. They've done all of these sacrifices, all of this stuff, and they're worshiping God, and he is speaking forth this stuff to Solomon. And he's saying, hey guys, if you humble yourself, if you seek my face, and you turn from your wicked ways, I'm going to pour out blessing onto you. Now this whole thing, this whole scripture, is a reminder of the promises that God has placed on Israel. Like when we read in Judges, right? So the times where Israel had fallen away from God and some other warring tribe has come in and has kind of oppressed the Israelites. And so the Israelites humble themselves, they seek God, and they repent from their wicked ways, and they come back to him. Well, what does God do? He brings a new judge. He restores the land. He brings about a new era of freedom for Israel. And so God is reminding Solomon, hey, my promise is still true. I still have you. If you fall away from me, if you turn away from me, yeah, nasty things are going to happen. But if you come back to me, if you humble yourself, I will heal your land. I will hear your prayers. You tracking where I'm coming? So the promises he's saying will continue in this way. So can we look at this verse then and expect the same thing? When we read it and we can apply it to our own lives, can we look at this and go, wow, is God going to heal our land and all this stuff? I mean, it was really spoken to the Israelites. So, you know, we've used this verse to say if we humble ourselves, then God's going to heal our land. We can corporately pray as a remnant of believers in our country. Will God heal our land? Those things may happen. But contextually speaking, that's not necessarily where these verses are going in the Bible. But can we take the principles, the humbling and seeking his face and turning from our wicked ways, can we take these things and actually apply them in our lives? And can we believe that God will actually do some restoring in us? And I really believe that he will. And I believe that these principles can be walked out and should be walked out in our lives. We should be humbling ourselves. We should be seeking his face. And we should be turning from our sin. And so I want to dig into that today. In this new year, I want us to crave a closer relationship with the Lord. And so what we believe in the fast and in these verses, we will see that kind of relationship grow as we follow out these principles, the humbling, the seeking and praying and repenting. All right, guys? So let's dig into this a little bit this morning, okay? Let's first look at this practical step of humbling ourselves. In John 15, 4 through 5, it says this: "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. He goes on to say, I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. So what is this abiding? This abiding is this act of humility. And when we abide, we fill our minds, we direct our wills, and we transform our attentions. Now, this is kind of some interesting stuff. So let me put this in a practical way. So when we abide in somebody and we fill our minds, let's say fly fishing. When we're fly fishing and we're thinking about this, for me personally, I would fill my mind with fishing. I was digging into all of the stuff that is entailed with fishing, you know, the catching of the fish, the holding it in my hands, the amazing trout that I would be able to catch, and the casting and the kind of rod and the kind of lures that I would use and all of this stuff. It was filling my mind to the point to where I wanted to go fishing. It was directing my will. All right? My will was, I need to fish. Which then did what? It transformed my actions. It transformed my attentions. I began to focus on fishing all the time. I'd be in a meeting with somebody, I'd be like, fishing, fishing. Sorry guys, if I was in a meeting with you and I kind of had this glazed look on my face, I was fishing in my mind, but I was abiding to fly fishing, which is not actually a good thing, right? It's not a good thing to abide in fly fishing. Same thing is true when I fell in love with Jill. I was abiding in her, right? My mind was filled with her, her beauty, her smell, just her attention. I was filled with this amazing woman in my mind, and it directed my will to make me want to be with her. And so I would have these action. I'd go to her house. I'd go to her work. I would spend time with her. And it would transform my attentions to want to be with her more than anything else. Right? That's what happens when we are abiding in our spouse or our wife or our husband, when we are abiding in fly fishing or when we are abiding in our work or our activities. We're abiding in something. Well, the same thing is true that we need to be abiding in God. When we're humbly coming to the Lord, our minds should be filled with Him. Our attention should be focused on Him. And as those things are happening, where is our body going? Our body is going in active pursuit to God. So when we are humble before the Lord, we are abiding in Him. And the abiding that we are doing is that we are filling our minds, directing our wills, and transforming our attention. So I want to encourage you, as we fast in this new year, humble yourself before the Lord. Humble yourself and abide in Him and allow Him to move. Allow Him to fill your heart and your mind so that your actions will follow in where the Lord is leading. The second thing is this, to pray and to seek God, right? In that verse, talks about it in 2 Chronicles there, to humble ourselves and to pray and seek His face. Well, the evidence of humility in your life is prayer and looking for God. When you are abiding in Him, when you are humble before the Lord, the evidence of that is that you will be praying. You will be seeking His face. You will be actively pursuing that relationship with the Lord, right? And in any relationship, there needs to be communication. So when we are in that deeper relationship with God, when we're humbly coming before Him, we're going to pray. We're going to talk to Him. And in relationships, it's not just a one-way dialogue. There's also stuff coming to us. When we're humble, we're hearing. When we're prideful and we think we're praying, we just might be spouting off a bunch of stuff. But in that humble place, now we're able to hear from the Lord. Remember, it's going to fill our minds and our wills, and it's going to change our actions. And so we can pray and we can seek His face. And when we pray, we should be honest with God. I mean, let's be real. We're talking to the one who knows all things. He is sovereign. And we're not going to want to be lying to the Lord, are we? We're going to be real with Him. We're going to be honest, you know? So we're going to come to Him. And there's places all over the Old Testament of prayers in the Psalms even where David has said, My life has been lame. I got people after me. Where are you? I mean, that's real honesty in his prayer. And I want to encourage you to be in that place with your prayers when you are coming to the Lord. Because as we are honest with him, and as we are coming humbly before him, we are realizing just how big he is, right? Just how big his blessings are. Just how big his love is, and how big his grace is, and how big he is in all facets of who he is in his sovereignty. God is so big. And we can come before him humbly, and we seek his face, the creator of all things, and come to him. And he's like, man, I'm so glad you're here. Let's hang out. Let's hang out. Zephaniah 2:3 says this: seek the Lord, all who are humble, and follow his commands. Seek to do what is right and to live humbly. When you are seeking him, you are following after his will. When you're abiding in him, that is what's taking place. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful thing. The context of this verse in Zephaniah is a place of coming to repentance, right? And so that leads us to this final point that I want to talk to you guys today about. And that is to turn from our wicked ways, or to repent and leave our sin behind and go towards the Lord. You see, because the evidence of seeking after God in your life is repentance. When you see how big he is, when this place of humility, when you see how big he is, you don't want to do things the same way that you used to. You want to leave that old stuff behind. When you recognize how much love the Father has for you, you want to walk away from that old life and come into this new place of grace, this new place of love that the Lord has for you. And so with the evidence of being humble and praying and seeking him, you're going to, as a natural act, repent. It is just going to come out of you as you're praying, as you're seeking God. You're like, wow, you're so good. I've blown it. Forgive me, God. I mean, it's this natural progression that we will find ourselves in when we are in this place of digging into relationship with the Father. And that's what this whole thing is about, is digging into relationship. My heart in this next year is that we as a church would come with just a hunger for the things of the Lord. And not just the things of the Lord, but the Lord himself, that we would press in on that relationship with the Father. We see how great, loving, and compassionate God is. And when we are in this place of repentance, we want to come running to the Lord and away from our old life. So, this repentance thing, when we realize how amazing God is, we want to come into this place of being with the Father. I want to read you a story from Scripture. It's found in Luke 15. And I just want to read this little section of it from 17 to 24, because this is the place of repentance that the prodigal son actually walked in. Okay? So check this out. It says this in verse 17. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant.' And so he returned home to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him. Filled with compassion and love, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned both against heaven and you, and I'm no longer worthy of being called your son.' But the father said to the servants, 'Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead, and he has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found.' So the party began." When we humble ourselves and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, there's a relationship that is restored. And in that restored relationship, there is a party. You see, when Jesus died on the cross and rose again, he took the sin of all humanity onto himself. And from that moment on, anybody who called on the name of the Lord, who said, Jesus, you are my Lord and you are my Savior. I want you in my life and I want to have this relationship with you. I know that I've messed up. I know that I've sinned. I want to repent and I want to walk away from that old stuff and come back to you. When we do that, just like in the story of the prodigal son, the father sees from afar off and runs and embraces and restores relationship. We talk about this. When Jesus died on the cross and rose again, he restored relationship with God the Father, with mankind. No longer did we have to live separated from the Creator of all things. No, when we call on the name of the Lord, Jesus as our Lord and Savior, when we call on his name, we can have reconciled relationship with the Father. We are no longer condemned to an eternal death, but we can have full, fresh, brand new life with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Do you understand the kind of peace that has? The hope, the joy, the freedom, the rest? These are beautiful things that come with relationship with the Father. And in this new year, as we fast, we're focusing on this relationship. So we humbly seek the Lord and pray and repent so that we can grow in this relationship. I don't know about you, but I really, more than anything else, want my relationship with God to grow in this next year. I need it. I need it. The things that I've been struggling with, the things that I've been walking through in 2020, I know that as my relationship with God grows, my trust in Him grows. My hope in Him grows. My joy and peace grow in Him as that relationship continues to grow. So, understand that when we come to Him, there's a party in heaven. Also, when we finish this fast, there will be a party here in the River Church Sanctuary. We like to celebrate the ending of the fast, and it's going to be so, so much fun. So guys, my prayer is, as a church, we will enter a new level of relationship with Him as we fast in this next year. So would you join me in the fast next week as we come back together, 9 and 11 for services. But if you even don't come back to church that week, that's okay. We'll miss you. We want you here. But more importantly, we want you to continue to grow in your relationship with God. So won't you join with us and fast with us? Because we know that it's not just people in Durango that consider the River Church their home church. We know that there are people all over the world that are watching right now. And so we encourage you, and I encourage you, as your pastor, to take this first part of January and fast and pray, humbling yourself before the Lord, walking away from that old stuff, that sin, that junk, that garbage, walking away from that and coming into new, restored, and reconciled relationship with God. And let's see together what God does in all of our lives in this new year. Guys, have a great rest of your day. Love you. Let me close in prayer. Father, I thank you for this morning. I thank you that you are doing so many amazing and new things in all of our lives, that you are not just some distant God, but you are active and you are pursuing us passionately. Lord, may you continue to speak to our hearts. May you continue to encourage us. And as we grow in that relationship, Lord, as we humbly seek and pray, Lord, and repent, Lord, may that relationship just grow deeper and deeper and deeper. God, we want to know you. So would you just speak to our hearts today as we prepare for the fast next week? Be with us, Lord. Give us the strength. We look forward to all that you have in store for us for 2021. We praise and thank you in your name. Amen. Amen, you guys. All right. Well, hey, I'm just going to close it up right here. If you have anything that you'd like to comment or say or a prayer request, any of those things, would you just text that in the box below on the comment sections of the websites, of the Facebook, YouTube, anything, comment below. We want to respond to those things, and we want to pray with you and answer those things, those questions, concerns that you have. Also, if today you're going, what Mark talked about, this new life, this new relationship because of Jesus, I don't know what that is. I want more of that. I want to know what that is, or I want to have that relationship with Jesus. Would you also comment in the box below and say, I want to know Jesus today. I want to give my life to Jesus. If that's you, man, know that there's a party going on. Know that there's a celebration, and know that when I read that, you're going to hear some hoots and hollers from me, all right? I can't wait to see you and pray with you in person. But let us know that you want to give your life to the Lord, because we want to communicate with you and talk to you and just get you on the right path with that relationship with the Lord. All right? So guys, thanks for being with us. I look forward to seeing you next Sunday. But if not, understand this. We'll still be here online, same time, 9 a.m. God bless you guys. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday.